This is Passport to Texas. Springtime brings with it reports to Parks and Wildlife from people certain they've found abandoned baby animals.
What could have happened is you walked up there and mama ran off and hid, and baby is hiding there, and as soon as you leave, mama will come back.
That's not true in every case, says Jonah Evans, Texas Parks and Wildlife mammologist. For example, if you see an abandoned baby possum, mom may be gone for good.
With 184 some odd mammals in the state, it's probably pretty difficult to give you a list of which mothers will come back and which ones won't. And so what I recommend is before touching an animal, call a rehabilitator.
Licensed rehabilitators know animal behavior and can tell you which ones could benefit from intervention.
You could contact one of the many throughout the state, and there's a whole long list of them on our website. They are really the experts in this, not Parks and Wildlife.
Jonah Evans says although he researches and studies warm-blooded animals, rehabilitators have skills suited to helping citizens where abandoned baby animals are concerned. Find a list of licensed rehabilitators by county on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. We record our series at the Block House in Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.